Assistant Professor Vikram Kupa shows off a very thin solar cell.
You can see the electrodes, the silver, or actually the aluminum bars that you see in there, and that maroonish purple square is the cell itself.
The thickness? 200 by a billionth of a meter. This test cell is a mixture of polymers and graphene, a relatively newly discovered material. This is different than most solar cells. What's on the market now is silicon because the electrons in silicon solar cells zip through the panels to create electricity, and the electrons in polymers move so slowly they get trapped and they don't reach the electrodes to form a current. But silicon is also very expensive. A typical solar panel system using silicon costs thousands of dollars for the homeowner. So Kupa and his doctoral student, Fei Yu, were on a mission to make polymer solar cells that would be just as efficient as silicon, but much cheaper.
And our approach is introducing graphene into the polymer system. So, graphene is a very good conductor, and it can improve the charge mobility in the solar cell by a lot.
That's because graphene is pure carbon.
First, we make the polymer solution, and we also make a graphene solution and blend it into the polymer solution. And then by spin casting, we can make very thin film of the active layer.
Yu points to the tiny vials of the polymer graphene blend that he drops from a pipette onto a container that is spinning. This creates a very thin layer like a long strand of spaghetti. In just 3 years, Yu and Kupa have increased the efficiency of polymer solar cells using this formula threefold. It took other researchers 22 years to increase the photocurrent. Yu presented his findings at this month's American Physical Society meeting in Denver.
And people want to know how much performance increase you can get. And people are also curious about what's the potential in the future, how much you can increase the performance in the future.
It's unclear how long it will be before something like this will be commercialized. Kupa has a thought.
An ideal scenario would be you replace these sheets on your roof every couple of years, because every couple of years you can get increases in efficiency. So all you need to do is remove the old cheap plastic coating, throw it out, and put a new one in.
Now that wouldn't be possible with silicon. Another advantage to making polymer graphene solar cells is they are more flexible and wouldn't crack as easily. More research is needed, but Kupa and Yu admit when this method of making solar cells is perfected, it could be Nobel Prize big. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.